Eating too much salt can lead to high blood pressure, stroke, and heart attack, even where it's least expected. Researchers in Kenya from the Weill Cornell Medical College say hypertension is on a startling rise in sub-Saharan Africa. The problem is so severe in the Americas that PAHO, the Pan American Health Organization, launched a program called Salt Smart. Branka Legedic is the program coordinator.
Hypertension is a leading problem throughout the whole world. It actually contributes to the most of the risks as well as most of the diseases that are so-called non-communicable diseases. It is number one.
Legedic says most people don't know the dangers of eating too much sodium, the chemical found in salt. The World Health Organization recommends no more than 5 grams of sodium per day, the amount in a teaspoon of salt. The goal of Salt Smart is to get people to cut their salt intake in half by the year 2020.
We know that the people now consume, for instance, 10 grams, 11 grams of salt, 17 grams of salt in some Caribbean countries. So it's 3 times or 2 times more than it's recommended.
In the U.S., Million Hearts, a government-sponsored program, aims to prevent 1 million heart attacks and strokes by 2017. Dr. Janet Wright is the executive director.
We're asking for this effort to begin with the individual, within each of us. I think so many of us have been touched by heart disease because it is still the number one killer in the country, 1 out of 3 deaths in the country.
Wright explains that simple practices can go a long way to achieving this goal.
It could be adding a fruit or a vegetable. It could be building your way up to 150 minutes of exercise each week. And it can also mean working with your healthcare team to stay on medicines if they've been prescribed.
Wright says missing even a day's medication damages the heart, the kidneys, eyes, and blood vessels. Branka Legedic also says healthy eating habits could go a long way because there's a lot of salt in processed foods.
I think that the people have to be conscious about how much eat and then what do they eat and really strive towards more and more fresh and unchanged products.
The Pan American Health Organization is working with food manufacturers to reduce the amount of sodium that goes into processed food. Until that happens, the simplest way is to cut down on the consumption of processed and restaurant foods. Carol Pearson, VOA News.